So yeah, I guess we're moving. My house is filled with boxes. It's looking pretty empty. It's pretty wild. And what's funny is that one of the topics of conversation among our family is, what kind of a welcome mat do we want in our new house? One we have right now is one Grace picked out a few years ago, and it says, wipe your paws, and has paw prints all over it. So we looked at some welcome mats online. And the one that still gets a chuckle from me is very simple, just a simple little welcome mat. And on it, it says, hi, I'm Matt. I don't know, but that was funny. So I'm just going to share a couple with you. One said, we serve only the finest California red wines. Did you bring any? Or how about this one? This is not a joke. If you ever want to see these people again, bring me 5 pounds of fresh tuna in a plain brown bag. Signed, the cat. Or how many of you like to go fishing? Okay, this one's for you. A fisherman lives here with the catch of his life. Kind of sweet. There's one, I like ladybugs. There was one that had ladybugs all around. I thought, well, that's cute, until I read what it said. It says, don't bug me. Not very welcoming. Or how about this one? Beware, the cat is nuts. You can find them with lights that blink and twinkle, ones that play tunes when you step on it. You can find them with your favorite sports team logos, your favorite beverage, your favorite candy bar. They come shaped like a surfboard, a keyboard, a football, a foot, a fish, a flower, you name it. Today, Jesus is talking a lot about welcome. How do we welcome people into our lives? A friend of mine was having an open house. This was years ago. Her husband was a brand new pastor, fresh out of seminary, and they went to their new call, and they were able to buy their very first home. So as first-time home buyers, they were very excited and wanted to have an open house and do a house blessing. Well, they relocated to the part of the United States where they didn't have any family or friends who lived there. So they invited their neighbors, feeling like, okay, this would be a good thing to get to know our neighbors. And they invited members from their church to this open house. As people started coming, they would take them on a tour of the house. And then finally, they just said, go ahead, go look around and check out the house and come on back and have something to eat. Well, it wasn't at some point in the afternoon, the hostess's young children came downstairs and they had a look of concern on their faces. They said, Mom, I think that some people from church need your help because it looks like they lost something. So they're looking in all our cabinets and in our closets and under our beds. That still makes me laugh. Now, we are going to have an open house, and if you do that at my house, you deserve to see what you see. No. I mean, the truth, I like that story only because it reminds us that when we invite people into our lives, or when we allow ourselves to be invited in, sometimes it makes us vulnerable. You know, Jesus even said that. He knew that when he says, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Anytime we go out in Jesus' name, anytime we welcome another in Jesus' name, we know that we're vulnerable. Makes me think a lot about hospitality. Hospitality, hospitable, hospital, they all have the same root word. According to my dictionary, a hospital is an institution for the reception, care, and medical treatment of the wounded. Formerly a place of hospitality for those in need of shelter and maintenance. And hospitality is the spirit, practice, act of behaving in a warm manner or entertaining with generous kindness. I thought that was an interesting definition of hospitality. And we often confuse hospitality and entertaining. Karen Maines wrote a book called Open Heart, Open Home. And in this book, she differentiates between the two, hospitality and entertaining. She writes, entertaining says, I want to impress you with my home, with my clever decorating, with my cooking. However, hospitality, seeking to minister, says, this home is a gift from my master. I use it as he desires. Hospitality, she says, aims to serve. Entertaining puts things before people. As soon as I get the house finished, the living room decorated, my house cleaning done, then I will start inviting people. But hospitality puts people first. No furniture, no problem. We'll eat on the floor. The decorating may never get done. Please come anyway. The house is a mess, but you are friends. Come and make a home with us. Hospitality, she says, whispers, what's mine is yours. In Jesus' time, that act of hospitality was crucial, especially to strangers, to travelers. There weren't very many inns or hotels. There weren't very many grocery stores. There were even fewer restaurants. When you traveled, you depended upon the generosity of others. We're told in our gospel today that Jesus sent his disciples out. And it wasn't just the 12 disciples that he sent out, but we're told he sent 70 out. And what we know about the number 7 is that in the Bible, it's a number of completeness, a number of wholeness. So many scholars suggest that Jesus was sending out all those who followed him. Sending them out. And when he did, he made sure that they were dependent upon the hospitality and generosity of others by telling them to take nothing with them. Perhaps we should have read this before we started packing boxes. I don't know. We are not taking nothing with us as we come here. But he says, if you are welcomed, stay and bless the people who share their home with you. How do we allow ourselves to be welcomed by others? How do we welcome others? How do we welcome strangers, travelers, prophets, fellow disciples as we journey together through this life? How do we welcome those who Jesus might be sending to us to bring us that message of good news and hope that indeed the kingdom of God is near? To welcome others, to practice hospitality, is to make room in our lives for someone else, to receive them as a messenger of Christ. We are busy people. I think we hardly have time for those we love and enjoy spending time with, let alone those that we don't know. And in particular, those who might challenge us and confront us on issues of faith and our relationship with God and God's people. At St. Mark, in the last year, we've taken in 26 new members. Each week, we have people come and visit. It was 2 weeks ago, I counted, we had at least 10 visitors. Jesus commissions us. He sends us out to go out, to be received, to receive others, to open our homes, to open our hearts, to open our lives, so that we can be changed by God. Yes, this makes us vulnerable. This makes us vulnerable, but we also know that Jesus Christ came to break down those walls, those barriers that separate us. And the whole world basically becomes an open house. God's open house. It's those vulnerable places in our lives, those cabinets, underneath the beds, our closets. It's those broken places deep within our hearts and in our souls that Christ enters, bringing healing and hope. During his ministry, Jesus welcomed all people, the sick, the hurting, the outcast, the grieving, the demon-possessed. He ate with Pharisees, tax collectors, and sinners. We thank him for this because we know that we are all welcome, because we certainly fit in at least one of those categories. No matter who we are welcomed into God's house, to this table, the table of the Lord. We don't have to wipe our paws. We don't have to bring a bribe for a crazy cat. Jesus invites us to become, to come, to be changed by grace. He is the host. And at his table, we are fed with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. Jesus is both the host and the meal, nourishing us with his very own body so that we can become his body here on this earth. It's no coincidence that the baptismal font is right here, right in front of the altar. Because at this place, we are given a second chance. Children, infants, youth, adults, we are washed anew in that love of God. We are bathed in forgiveness, cleansed with the healing waters. We are marked with the cross of Christ. And this cross is a cross, yes, of death, death to those places in us that keep us apart from one another, opening us to new life in Christ. We are forgiven and we are set free. Set free to live out this love in our lives. Live out this grace. To live out this generosity and this kindness. This warm welcome that we receive at the Lord's table, we become that welcome to others. Today we are welcomed into God's house. Not so much to be entertained as we are to be gathered into God's grace, to be transformed into the body of Christ, to be fed by Christ, to be blessed by him, and to welcome others into this love with open arms. This is who we are. This is who Christ intends us to be. Thanks be to God. Amen.